And it was a bit of a shock at first because I'm thinking, well, palliative care? Why is palliative care here? Because I didn't really know much about hospice, and they came out with their folders and it's got palliative care on it. And then I just sort of thought, oh, well, it's nice that they come out and help, you know? They probably help a lot of people who get cancer and stuff, so... But hospice taught me how to give him his injections, his pain relief and everything, so...
Hospice was there for me. And they'd come out and seen him. They'd come out, they made sure he had everything, he had a walker. Yeah, look, they were looking after me, but I wasn't... really aware of that because I was so consumed about looking after Norm, and the time frame was really short when you consider it, 7 months.
I said, yeah, you know, do you want to go to hospital? He said no, so he stayed here the whole time, which seems to be a lot more common now. I think, you know, it's if you can manage and you can get the help. Yeah, so we're not sorry about that. That was hard because I think you see everything, whereas in hospital, if you're going, even if you're there all day, you don't see everything So I think that's probably something that people have to think about and whether they can manage, because I know some people said to me they couldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. And you don't want to rely on family and friends all the time. And, you know, they're not always equipped to help you either.
The hospice nurses, because they're dealing with people going through that all the time, like, they have, like, a different sort of empathy towards the person. I don't know, honestly, it takes a special type of person to be in that palliative care position.
Sometimes people need to be in hospital because it is too hard to care for you at home. But for me, I always said, I looked after Dad at home until he died. It's extremely important for me to look after someone like that I really care for.
Yes, I was long hours, you know, long days for me because I still had to feed all the animals, and you know, and I needed daylight for that, you know, so it was really hard. So I'd try and get in the hospital by about 7:30 in the morning, and I'd leave there, you know, sort of 4:30 in the afternoon, but we'd speak overnight time to say goodnight to each other and everything as well. But yeah,
towards the end we got help with someone coming to shower Dad, because obviously that was something Asha and I didn't want to do.
And Dad didn't want us to do either. We had the conversation fairly early on. We're like, Dad, look, we're happy to take you home. We're happy to look after you. But the minute you can't go to the toilet by yourself and shower, like, me and Tegan are slightly uncomfortable. But if we had to do it, we would do it. But Dad was very much like, no, like, I don't want you to do it. So that was kind of our line. And
hospice used to come and see us, Dad, maybe once a week as well. Or if we were having a terrible day, which was a lot, they would come out and talk to Dad just to make him feel better, which was really good. Mm. They were really lovely.
It was like that was Norm. He was my absolute priority. And I didn't begrudge him one second of any day. You know, it was just something that I just wanted life to be the best it possibly could be for him while he was still with me. And why wouldn't you?
When you're actually caring, it's a matter of you're doing it because you want to do it for that person, for their benefit, not for your own, for theirs.
That might have almost been the best piece of advice, is accepting help and not saying that's all right, because it actually makes that other person feel good too, because they feel they're doing something for you.
Yeah, I don't think I would have gotten through it without hospice, to be honest. They were honest, you know, honest and but caring at the same time.